North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history."
Welcome to a very special edition of the Mark White Show. It's Cora's Corner Christmas Special. And right now I have on the line with me the big guy himself, Santa Claus. Welcome to the Mark White Show and Cora's Corner Christmas Special, Santa.
Dashing through the snow in one. Oh, wait, what? I'm sorry. I was just having fun. You know, Santa's always wanting to have fun. And, there's Rudolph, too. Okay. So, what can I do for you today, Mark?
Me and Cora were sitting here singing Christmas songs, getting ready for this Christmas special.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool.
How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing very, very well. I mean, I'm sitting here looking, just had a great meal. Sitting here with Rudolph. He's in the background. Hear him?
I do. I hear the jingling back there.
So he communicates with that blinking nose and these bells. So I'm glad to have him right here by me. We spend a lot of time together nowadays.
Well, we're very excited about Christmas Day. We're excited about Christmas Eve. And I know you have a lot of work to do on Christmas Eve.
I do. To be honest with you, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I've got 1 day, 5 hours, and 32 minutes before Christmas. I mean, we are right up against it, where the elves are working wide open. And, I'm getting ready to check that list the second and last time. And excited about that, get that out of the way, and make sure we can get all these young men and young women taken care of this Christmas Eve.
Well, Santa, as we talked about, there are some of those young men and young women who are not able to be at home. Some of them are in the hospital.
and they're struggling right now, but they still want to celebrate Christmas. They still want to have that joy of being able to open cards and presents.
I'm saddened to hear that. Of course, these kind of situations always happen. We understand that. But I hope that they realize that Santa Claus is thinking about them and wants them to do well, praying for the hands that minister to them and take care of them there at the hospital. Certainly want their spirits to be bright. And just I hope that they look around themselves and realize that they just got a little big ho, ho, ho out from time to time. You know, that ho, 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 you know, just let it out there and let people hear it and enjoy it. And I think if they do that, they can help cheer the room, and that's going to cheer them back. I really do believe that.
Well, and I also believe, Santa, that other people can help make a difference, bringing a smile to the children's faces. And one of the things that I try to do through the Mark White Show is have the Cool Kid Award to recognize some of these young people who are out there making a difference, being friendly to other people, being kind. And I know that goes right toward your list that you create every year.
It is. You know, I've just recently I've been to a couple of different schools, a couple of different primary schools, a middle school, and I run into those kids that just exude that happiness and that attitude of wanting to serve. And well, look, there's Rudolph telling me he remembers one of the kids that we ran into also that did that, and it makes me proud that the young people still have the heart to want to help others. You know, service is what it's all about. It doesn't make any difference what time of the year it is. We tend to look at it a lot more at this time of the year, but service is all about, you know, every day. What can we do for others? What can we do to help others, you know, lighten their load, especially these young ones that are in the hospital and are struggling with so many different illnesses and difficulties. And I know that that's kind of what you've been looking at and working towards with some of these programs that you're talking about.
Well, Santa, you've been able to talk to a lot of young people through the season. I know that they're asking you for things, and I know that it's probably an encouragement to you to be able to have that experience with those young people, those kids, and get to talk to them and interact with them every year.
Oh, yes, and that. You know, I was just thinking that the other day. I was at a school where when I walked in the room, there was just a lot of happiness and a lot of excitement about what was right around the corner. This excitement builds all the way till they go to bed. And by the way, they need to go to bed early so that Santa Claus can come. But they get in there and they just really enjoy the moment. You know, Mark, I wish that us adults could take a lesson from that we could see the children living in the moment instead of always worried about the future or concerned about and pining away about the past. Live in that present moment and just look forward to those happy times and those good times and making those for others. I mean, some of the best things I've ever seen is these young people doing for other people. Writing them cards and letters and wishing them Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And you just see in their hearts that they really, really mean that. I wish others could feel that same way.
Well, and you know, Santa, across the state of Kentucky, as well as other states leading to Kentucky, like Arkansas and Illinois and Tennessee, were affected by tornadoes. A lot of folks lost what they had. They lost their homes, they lost their trees, they lost their presents. And I've seen people come together in a big way, in a community way, to help these families and try to help them be able to celebrate Christmas in spite of what they've lost.
Well, I know that myself, I would like to encourage individuals that they would look outside of themselves and realize that this may be the time of year. Well, it is the time of year to certainly to give as opposed to receiving. You and I both know that it's always better to give than to receive, but that they would look within themselves and realize that there are a lot of people out there that are hurting. And I, for one, as Santa Claus, would encourage individuals to find a local group that are trying to provide for individuals like that. And it doesn't have to be before Christmas right here. It could be from now for weeks and months to come. We all know that there's going to be a lot of needs that are not taken care of just right here and now within the next couple of days. But this kind of devastation is something that needs financial support, emotional support for weeks and months to come.
You know, if people didn't give and didn't show kindness when they had their own struggles, I don't know that anybody would be showing kindness and giving. And one example of that this season, there's a family that has a child with cancer, and they decided that they wanted to help another family during the Christmas holidays. And I think that's really special, and it's something we need to think about, that no matter what struggles we have, no matter what problems we have in this life, that we can still look outside of ourselves and choose to help others in spite of what we're going through.
You know, that takes a significant amount of fortitude with that family to be able to look past those difficulties and feel for another family. But of course, they certainly understand what it means to be dealing with that situation with cancer. I mean, I've worked with children with cancer for years and years and years, and it is a devastating disease, and it causes a lot of difficulties. But we've seen a lot of good movement in the field of dealing with cancer and all of the programs that are out there. But for a family to be able to give back like that, think about all the good that they can do and the goodwill that goes across from one family to another, or from one family to a group of families, or a group of individuals that are listening to this program. I mean, the warmth that can be felt because of that, it's just a great thing, Mark. And, you know, and I hope that others will not just say, you know, I feel good about this and I want people to know I feel good about it, or I want people to know. You need to get out and do something. You need to get out of the mode of just talking about it and get out there and do this and make it happen. Because if we don't do it, who will?
Exactly. Straight from the mouth of Santa. And you're in Cora's Corner Christmas special right now, and we're reaching out to young people, letting them know that we care about them through this show. And Santa, I know you have a lot of work to do, and I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show to share a special message. And I know it's about time for a lot of kids to go to bed and to get ready to wake up on Christmas morning.
Oh, it's just right around the corner. So I want those youngsters to realize I can't come till they go to bed. I'm excited to be part of Cora's Corner. Rudolph is sitting over here. He's so excited listening to this radio show. We're so excited, and all I can say to the boys and girls is we wish you a Merry Christmas, and ho, 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 ho. Oh, dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. Mark, I got to get back to singing. you take care of yourself. Hopefully everything will go well with the rest of the show. And if you need me for anything, Mark, give me a call, man. We love you guys, and we're always here for you. You're listening to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Cora reading The Night Before Christmas. I hope you'll stick with us as we have our Cora's Corner Christmas special. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, Hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime at jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell.
And we're back. You're listening to Cora's Corner's Christmas special. And I have Cora about to read you a story, The Night Before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nested all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
We hope you've enjoyed this Christmas special on Cora's Corner and hope you all have a very special Christmas. Enjoy tomorrow. The Mark White Show is here to let you know that we care and to encourage and inspire you. And I hope that you are inspired by this very special show tonight. This is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An ultimate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon. Now, you dear old